The Shins formed in 1996 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and were a well-regarded indie band making jangling pop music. After great reviews for their 2003 album Shoots Too Narrow and the prominent placement of their song New Slang on the soundtrack to the 2004 Zach Braff movie Garden State, the Shins suddenly became a major rock act. Now, 3 years later, they finally released a new album called Wincing the Night Away. Rock critic Ken Tucker listens to how the Shins have coped with their newfound fame.
The first thing to be said to those who know the Shins' music is that this new album has a lot of the pensive, sensitive, yet catchy songcraft that has endeared the band to millions of similarly minded folks. To those of you who don't know about the Shins, well, lead singer and songwriter James Mercer presents himself as a pensive, sensitive soul who uses carefully strummed guitar chords and subtle synthesizer sounds to augment his delicate yet keening vocals. Most of the Shins' music is medium tempo, which suits their moodiness, like this.
Hail to the center of the earth again. The place with its hot love, you know it hurts to breathe in. And the watershed you balance on is begging it. But did he ever know, will he ever know? The trees in the moonshine are a dark lattice. See a catalog of the anger you notice. In a vacuum you were charged to record this. So you won't make it easy on me. I can't go into this.
One thing you notice about the Shins is that, for all their immediate sonic charms, James Mercer's lyrics are almost entirely incomprehensible. By which I mean, you can understand the words, but they don't add up. You heard that in the song I just played, Red Rabbits, with its chorus that goes, good intentions held by clever spies, and they're all standing up for their rights. Huh? Exactly. To be sure, some things are clear. These guys seek to be self-effacing. The very album title, Wincing the Night Away, is a perfect image for high-strung fellows for whom romance, or even the world itself, can be too much. But sometimes the Shins let out a little aggression, in the most delicate way, to be sure, as when Mercer castigates a woman for faking her affection and then dumping on him in this song called Turn On Me.
You can fake it for a while, but you don't smile like baby mother does a lovely child. But it starts to leaking out, like spittle from a cloud, and that's resentment pelting ounce and pound. You entertaining any doubts, cause you had to know.
That song, I think, is a prime example of Shins' music. Terrific guitar hook, nice plaintive vocal, and lyrics just this shy of precious. Although I do love the recurring phrase, you had to know I was fond of you, fond of Y-O-U. Not in love, but fond. When was the last time you heard a rock band speak so precisely? The Shins also know how to craft a near-great, simple pop anthem, like this one, Phantom Limb.
Frozen into cold.
You'd probably never realize that Phantom Limb, with its gorgeous sound and willful obscurantism, was about two in-love lesbians if he hadn't dropped that information into a couple of print interviews. But so far, three albums into their career, the Shins have managed to make sensitive soul music that isn't annoying, which is saying a lot for guys as musically guarded as this. By keeping their major success small scale in their work, they're pulling off one of the trickiest aspects of pop stardom, remaining ordinary while becoming a big deal.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Wincing the Night Away, the new album from The Shins.